I'll just wait for Shanti Mai to start her video and then follow her. Thank you.
Unmute. Is it my time to speak something?
Yes, it is.
Take your camera on. Is it time to speak something? Did it, really?
Yes, Shanti Mai.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hold on just a second, please. Good. Well, so here's what happened. Durga comes up and says it's 5:30 almost, and I think I have another hour. And the reason I think I have another hour is because we're meeting here at 6:30. And so my tiny little brain got very confused. And so there it is. Have we already given the announcements? I'm late, in other words.
Yes, Shanti Mai, we have.
Oh, and Tisa. Do I detect a little bit of judgment there?
Not at all.
Okay. So I'm a little late. Participation has enabled closing caption. Okay. And I'm a little late because, as I said, we're meeting here at 6:30, and I just had 6:30 lodged in my brain. So here we go. Nice to see you. I ran down the steps, put the dogs in the right place, all in 5 minutes. Well, 10 minutes. Yeah. Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satchasangha Ki Jai. I want to look at the gallery a minute. You know, I'm late. Just give me a moment. I want to see who's here. Mm-hmm. Okay. People are looking extremely serious. I hope we can break that up. Now they smiled a little bit. Hopefully we can get them rolling in laughter. Uh-huh. Very good. Nice to see everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so today I was wondering, which I do a lot, what to speak about. You know, I always wish that you will send in suggestions for transmission about what you are realizing, what you are transforming in your own way, where you feel that you could take some guidance. This I always wish, because I get a little stuck. Sometimes we've been working with the transmissions. I've been offering the transmissions for, I think it's going on 11 years now. And the topics do have a tendency to repeat, and not too often. But I do tell the same stories again and again for your benefit. Should be laughing by now. So someone said, I was looking through the Wang Po case 37, which we're going to have a transmission for subscribers to the transmissions. And Wang Po doesn't give any leeway whatsoever. He's a surgeon that takes everything out and doesn't take anything away. And that's so amazing. I love that part, where you don't get to hold to anything and yet nothing is taken away from you. And he speaks about following doctrines. And he said, you should not follow such doctrines. He's talking to his monastery of monks. This is a teaching that he's offering to his monks. So what does he mean by that, not to follow doctrines? Not to follow leaders, not to follow teachers. That's really right. Why? Doesn't mean that you can't, he never takes anything away. Remember that I said that. He's not taking anything away. He's speaking about coming into your own through your own, which is always going to be. Sometimes people say to me, well, Shanti Mai, I'm done. I want to stand on my own two feet. And I thought, you were never standing on my feet. If you were standing on my feet, I'd push you off. Because I don't like people standing on my feet. It hurts. Mm-hmm. Yes, what he's saying is that the doctrine is there. Even the pace 37, which he's speaking to his monks in his monastery, nothing is to be followed. It's to be realized. Mm-hmm. And this is the only way that it's actually valuable. To know something is important, no? To hear that something, well, something, that's not the right word. Let's go to the Dharma. To hear that the Dharma, which is yourself, which is your walk, which is your journey, which is your realization, which is life, the Dharma is the life. And once you hear the term Dharma, you've gone through the gate. Sorry, everybody who thinks they're not through the gate. You're through the gate now. Because to hear of the Dharma means that you're called to the Dharma. The way of life that comes to realization, that comes to an open and simple unobstructed, true, unemotional love that begins to guide you from yourself. So this is what the masters are about. This is what the guru is about. This is what the life coaches should be about. That you don't ever create a dependence. If you create a dependence, you're doing harm. Mm-hmm. And yet, if and when, we may have been together lifetimes. I feel Maharaji and I have. If there is lifetimes, I'm not going to administer that there are or are not. If there are lifetimes, Maharaji and I have been together lifetimes, and when I leave this body, I will immediately, in my vivid and poetic imagination and my heart, seek him out in the universe and be with him again. So do I follow Maharaji? No, Maharaji was always a mirror, a perfect mirror. He made some error. He thought, I could see the error that we could make together, but he was very clear about life. Sometimes there are errors. But his heart was wise, true, loving, reflective. And he was a teaching in himself just by being. I also love this line that Huang Po says, from the first time of the teachings of Bodhidharma, which is the first Zen patriarch, that I'm not going to say the whole line because it's a small paragraph. I'm just going to go to the end where he says, where the highest levels of enlightenment can be transcended. I love it. So how can you possibly get an idea of what has to be, how it should be, why it is that way? Just leave it. Go into silence. Mm-hmm. I love it. The highest levels of enlightenment can be transcended. Why does he say such a thing? because there's so much conceptual ideas around spirituality. What you think you have to be, how you think you have to be, what you think you have to look at, and to expect out of yourself a perfection, which is already there, by the way. Once it's uncovered, it's true. That you're never going to reach because it's just thought. And you'll always keep this idea of enlightenment far from you, or you, how you have to be as a spiritual being far from you, so that you never fulfill what you think you must be. And yet, remember, never forget, as Magdalena says in the Gospel of the Beloved Companion, forgetting is only temporary. Never forget the mantra from the Upanishad, the Taittiriya Upanishad. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And this all has to do with following. It's all tied into following, because what we are doing is stripping away, releasing all erroneous dualistic ideas, dropping them into silence in life. It doesn't have to be quiet. Silence doesn't have to be quiet. Resolution is being as you are, who you are, and realizing that some of your ideas, maybe most of them, Sahara, are sabotaging you, and that you are naturally love, and that you are, actually everyone is enlightened. And to realize this is the most important of all. Like it also when Wang Po says that to think that enlightened beings and sentient beings are separate beings, or to compare them, it is an error. And this is the realization. This is realization. When you see the totality of all that is as the perfect presence of what we call God and what Wang Po calls the Buddha, then you'll see that everyone has the capacity to be lit. And you cannot compare. You can see. You're not stupid. But you no longer compare, because everyone is coming to that realization, this life or another, if there is this life and another. So following doesn't work. You've said, la, 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 I'm going after that. Instead of digesting it fully, as Magdalena speaks in the Gospel of the Beloved Companion, you must digest this fruit fully. It has to come here, not in an idea, sometimes in an idea. We don't throw the idea away. But we don't hold it on the bookshelf of my collective ideas about spirituality. If I make some error, mistake make better, said the Japanese master. Mistake make better. Why? Because you realize that's not the way. Isn't it so? And you just realize this is not the way. So the Japanese masters, when a pot is broken, they fill it with gold, all the lines of the cracks, So the beauty of the mistake, I'm getting cold chills. The beauty of the mistake can be appreciated rather than, oh, something's wrong with me. I don't get it. Oh, I've made another error. No, that error is beautiful and is directing you to yourself, always to yourself. And what you discover in yourself, and this is not narcissism, what you discover in yourself, you discover in the universe and everyone. Isn't it true? So when a light's on in you, oh, you can see that the light's on in everyone, whether they realize it or not, whether they're good people or not, whether they come to that this lifetime or not, you cannot deny. Om Purnamataha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate. Swami Muktananda's translation of that is, attention, please. This is perfect, that is perfect, from the perfect springs the perfect, take the perfect from the perfect, and only the perfect remains. And if we look into the world and we see the politicians and we see the mess and we see the beauty of the earth, we know that everything is in its rightful place at the rightful time, doing rightfully what it's doing to wake us up. It's hard sometimes, isn't it? Yeah. But it's, you know, the yogi always sees things as they are, not as they want them to be. Other people ask you for prayer, and you offer that prayer for them, sometimes for oneself as well. But you always, you know, I don't like to use the word accept. I think it's spiritually, it backfires. Unless you accept everything that you accept, even that you don't accept what you accept, and you accept that you don't accept, then you're going to fight with yourself. So you accept what you don't accept, you accept what you do accept, and forget it. You give up doubt, you give up doubtlessness, forget it. So we strip these very precarious places in ourselves away, so that we don't have to bother with them anymore. And what is evident once we have dissolved these notions from within. I never followed my master. My master never asked me to follow him. When I first saw him, first day when I met Maharaji, he's sitting on the veranda with a couple of swamis. Don't fall asleep over there. With a couple of swamis. And I look at him and I said, I want to be exactly like you. And they're going, this Westerner, what a nut, you know. And he said, you will be. And what he meant was, you will be exactly as yourself. And this was my first meeting with him, first 5 minutes. And one of the things I found in the ashram that always surprised me was that no one saw themselves in the heart of Maharaji purely, that they were, in fact, as bright, as clearer, maybe brighter, maybe, I don't know if you're going to even compare these things. Always the master has a desire that their disciples will go further. Because how is it going to survive? How will the lineage survive if it isn't that the disciple actually goes further? All the highest levels of enlightenment can be transcended, says Bodhidharma. You know, we have to own it. I know it's very comfortable to be a disciple that just kind of hangs on to the guru, but the guru is within you. The guide is within you. And this is the gurus or the masters or the mentor or whoever is guiding you. This is their work. If it's not their work, I would run away. That you should strip yourself of all dualistic notions that harm you. You see life as it is. People come, people go, people are healed. People last longer. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're hurt. And sometimes that hurt goes away, which has been fortunate, no? Following. Yes, I would. If Maharaji walked down the road, I'd be right behind him. Just like that. But I always saw him as my own possibility. And he always reflected back to me. Simply love Shanti Mai in the simplest, most non-comparing, non-measuring way. And that will guide you. And still, I couldn't wait to be with him. But he was so quiet. Maharaji was so quiet there. Maharaji was so silent that he very rarely put out anything. Anyway, he gave satsang maybe once a year. And it was always the same satsang. And it was wonderful just to hear his voice. He rarely said anything else. And everyone just absolutely loved him. What happened here? Okay. So I don't know if we should bother with that or not, because the attention is really important and the attention will go to the television. And I'm not asking for your attention. I'm asking for you to, well, I'm asking for you to be with what you're asking for. So I used to consider in satsang, if a mouse went across the floor, everybody would go, because, you know, I know that there is in Tibet, I forget, in the Tibetan lineage, there was a book called Dangerous Friend. Yeah. And really, if you look at things as they truly are, they're changing all the time. Can you understand me, Sahara? I'm getting a... Yeah? Yeah, okay. Because I'm getting a note on the Zoom that says my connection is unstable.
But Shanti Mai, we're hearing you very well. There was one instant where your frame got frozen, but we could still hear your voice, but we haven't missed any words yet.
Okay. Thank you, Sahara. Okay. We don't follow the doctrine. The great masters, the Mahatmas, the saints and sages have left the doctrine to describe the indescribable, which is your very self nature, just as much as words can say. And then it's a self-discovery, because we go to a place within ourselves where we can't say a thing about it, even to each other. And yet we know it. We can see it in each other's eyes. We can see it in each other's way of being. And we're very patient because we know that everyone is going to win. Mm-hmm. And we don't, we know the error in ourselves. We know the error is mistake make better. Thank you. Got it. I thought it didn't make better. I thought it was demeaning. I thought that it created a problem, an obstacle, but that's not true. Antisa, what do they call the art of the gold crack in Japan? Do you remember?
Kintsugi.
What is it?
Kintsugi.
Say it again.
Kintsugi.
Can you spell it?
K-I-N-S-U-G-I.
Get it.
It might be K-I-N-T-S-U-G-I.
There you go. And some of the most beautiful pottery has these lines of mistake, make better. I know that when I was working at the University of Oregon as a pottery potter and a pottery teacher and a pottery exhibitor, that when that wonderful Japanese master came into our studio, and this beautiful bowl was marred by a piece of kiln stone fell into the glaze. And the potter, who was so sad when she saw it, it was such a beautiful bowl. And here's this clump of kiln stone vitrified to the glaze. She was so disappointed. And that master, you know, I've told this story so many times, that master, I never forgot what he said, mistake make better. That was her koan, because I'm sure she didn't figure that out right away. It was a big disappointment. No following. Well, maybe a little sometimes, but not to make a habit of it. And boy, old Wong Po, he wouldn't give you that for a minute. I love Wong Po. He just cuts the head right off. It goes flying out into oblivion. And there you are, pure spirit, realized in your life. He's just great, Wong Po. Mm-hmm. So, no following. It's a matter of being, and you already are. And when we strip away the ideas that we are not, and we don't have to subject ourselves to the glory that we are, and we leave that space open, like the sky, like the sunlight running through space, just natural, then we're guided by the master within. Very, very important. Inspiration. To respect your guru, your master, your mentor, but not to put them on some high pedestal where they're bound to fall off. And yet to go into your heart and speak into the chambers of your heart as to your deepest desire. Mm-hmm. You'll be guided to it. Because ultimately, you're the guide of yourself. Either you do or you don't. Isn't that true? Either you do or you don't. And if you don't, okay. And if you do, okay. Who could say that you do or don't is right or wrong? Only you will find out whether mistake make better or you just drop it, doubt and non-doubt and all of that stuff that we put in front of us as though it matters. When it doesn't matter anymore, you won't dangle it. Is that true? Yeah, it is true. True with a small t that leads to true with a capital T. And then we obliterate that idea as well. Mm-hmm. Because we're alive in it. We're alive as that. No? Yeah. So does anyone want to raise their lovely hand and continue the satsang? Michael O'Shea does. Hi, Michael. Hold on, Michael, just 1 minute. Will you hold on 1 minute? We want to see if we can adjust our TV so that people can enjoy your lovely presence. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you, Shanti Maya. Thanks for that talk this morning. It's I love what you said about it's not about following, it's about realization. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think that's really important. I guess why I put up my hand this morning is something you talk about a lot, and I think I'm starting to come to a realization, but I'm not sure. I need help with it. But it's this notion of, actually, even before I go to that, a few weeks back, you and I had a conversation about anxiety. And I want to thank you.
Yes, I was going to ask you, first off, before you go any further, as I got in, how did that work out with the photographic?
It worked out. I mean, here's what worked out. I mean, the photography, whatever, right? But what worked out was that because in that talk we had about anxiety, I said, when I've got a camera in my hand, there's no anxiety, like when I'm doing the thing. And it really made me realize the importance of being exactly where I am, being exactly in the moment, because there's no anxiety there.
There's no anxiety there.
And I was listening to a talk the other day. It was Eckhart Tolle, as a matter of fact, but he said this wonderful thing. I thought it was wonderful. He said, the kingdom of God is in the present moment. And I think that might be true.
Hold on, Michael. Why to evaluate what he said? It already went inside. Might not be true. Let me analyze this. Let me look at it. It touched you in such a way, in my view, you can correct me if it's not true. It touched you in such a way that you need not evaluate the actuality of how it touched you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm not sure that I do, no.
Okay, good. What Eckhart Tolle said touched you deeply. Then you went to a mental state of deciding whether it was so or not.
Mm, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my experience, was that in that present moment, everything is fine.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And that kind of got me on this thing about, because you talk so much about the notion of I am. And, I've never really gotten that.
You must have.
I've gotten into the sense that I'm talking to you about it, but, and then I came across You know, I guess God said to Moses, I am that am. You know, that there's
that was Jesus. Jesus said, I am that I am before Abraham was, I am.
Right, right. That's the Gospel of John, yeah. Right. And then God said to Moses, I am that I am.
Moses asked, what's your name? And God said, it's none of your business. No, he didn't. God said, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And but then, you know, you've said so many times that I know there's a God because I am and you are.
To me, that's proof enough.
But I think somehow that all comes, I don't know, it all seems to come back to I am and you are right now, and that's enough.
That's the illusion, and that is the dreaming, and that is exquisite, and that is simple, and that is beyond any definition that I just spoke. Can we both say that I am?
I am.
I don't even have to say that you are, as though you are different than I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Yeah. Yes. And I was reading the other day, this stuff is all just...
Go ahead.
I was reading a thing the other day, it's a book on some of the philosophers, and Heidegger said, what does it mean to say that you are yourself? Or what does it mean to say that? What does it mean to say that you yourself are? And I mean that's, you know, because I think that's part of. I think that's also what we're talking about here. It's like, you know, what does it actually mean that I am? You know, that like how? I guess there's like something wondrous about that, like. You know, it's like saying, like, why is there something rather than nothing? Like, there's, you know, and Heidegger's response was just to say, wow.
Wow is good enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow is probably the most, well, there's that word most again. I am... leads to a very marvelous discovery about all that appears to be. The breath tells many, many stories about your self-nature. And then when you have the sense and realization of your self-nature, you also just dissolve that idea as well. And you're alive, apparently. I am, apparently. And whatever I say after I am quickly flees, like you say, there's no anxiety in the moment. So I am full of anxiety, passes. Everything passes after I am. I am is steady throughout all of existence, of all time, throughout all eternities. I am. Is. It's that way in the animals, it's that way in the sky, it's that way in the plants, it's everything is present, apparently. and everything is passing. And regardless, Michael, of any time or space, anyone could say and is, I am. I think we have to leave it there because now it goes into a disillusion. Disillusion. And still, the presence of I am in everything that appears to be is stable and continuing. So that was a great hint that God gave to Moses. Oh, Michael, I love you with all my heart. You know that?
Yeah, I do know that. Yeah. You know that I love you as well.
Yeah.
And thank you for all of it.
Yeah. You draw out what you want to hear, so I can only speak what you want me. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Imananda Maharaj.
Namaste. First of all, I like to ask the question because every time you say true with a normal T and with a capital T, you say the true. So can you describe the difference? Because for me, it's I don't know.
Okay. So the small T would be, I've had a wonderful day. I keep good company. You are beautiful. Let's take it off the eye. Your company makes me happy. Those are small T truths. Capital T truth has no passing. It's always true. Whether I have a good day, a bad day, whether I think you're beautiful or whether you make me happy or sad, that capital T is always true, cannot be denied. One sees in the center of their heart, which one does. It's not a status. It's not a place to go to. One does see like that. Is that true or not? Look over here. Is that true or not? Yes. Have you had the experience of the undying love in your heart? Yes, you have. Have you? Have you? Shimanand.
I don't understand. I couldn't understand what you say. The undying love?
Yes. The undying love.
I can't answer.
Well, of course you can. Have you loved this time?
Have you ever? When I say to you, I love you, that is true. It's always true, even if I have the feeling that at the moment, perhaps I don't love you, I hate you, but the love still remains.
Yeah, the love still remains. That's what I'm talking about. And I can't imagine you hating anything.
Okay.
That's so dualistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a great teacher. Everything's a great teacher. Everything is for you. So if you hate something, mistake make better.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I want to, I love to transmit to Yashodhara that I love her in Greece there now from Germany. Greetings from Germany. And I want to share something with you when you spoke about the masters. I remember some very beautiful...
Will you do something for me first? Will you adjust your screen so that I can get the chin in? I'm very visual. Ah, very good. Thank you.
Better? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
So I like to share some very deep experience I had with my Seitai teacher, Japanese teacher. I met her since 95. She's teaching in Europe. And in 2 weeks, I will see her in Barcelona. And after about 9 or 10 years, she always speaks Japanese. I don't understand any word of Japanese. So one day after 9 or 10 years, I met her. We stand together. She talked to me to Japanese. And I was like in a feeling of only love. I was in a feeling understanding everything. And there was such a deep connection, but I couldn't later when I was thinking, what was she saying? I can't remember anything. So, but this was a very, very deep insight for me to how the connection could be, I would call it love, or I could love without words, but even there were words, I could understand everything was behind. It was so great. I never thought that could happen.
Oh, yeah. Maharaji didn't speak very good English in the beginning. He hardly spoke at all.
Yeah.
And his transmission was perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
Too. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Love you, Shanti Mai.
You better. You. That's all I got to say. Okay. I love you too. That's a fact. So satsang's finished because there's no other hands up. Is that right? Well, it's very, you know, satsang's very dense and rich. Because you are here. I knew somebody would come along. Hi, Varesha.
Hi. I wonder if you can say what swaha entails. Like when you say swaha in the end of your mantras, I'm kind of, because I think like if you're maybe not manifesting, but you're doing your mantra maybe with Medicine Buddha or Gayatri, why do you have to release them? Do you release them with swaha?
Would you like to be tied to somebody's desire?
But
no, I'm asking you a question, Varesha.
No.
And that's your answer.
But is the mantra a desire?
Can be, but you don't only use it. Yeah, it can be. At the end, swaha. You let it go. You let it fly. You have no expectations. Swaha means a lot of different things, right?
Mm.
Not just release. But release fundamentally in yourself means I've made my offering, let it be.
Mm.
Now it's complete.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Can you also, I just wonder.
Let's see.
Like if you envision Medicine Buddha encompassing everything, and it's like his the whole world is inside his very center. Okay. Can't you just, is he not free? Can you leave it like that and let everything be there all the time?
Swaha is for you, not for him.
Okay.
Yeah. And your visualization of the medicine Buddha is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you keep anything tied to what you see or what you want? See, it's really a teaching in its own way of, I have no strings attached to my offering. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
The offering has been made. It does not belong to me. It mm-hmm. never belonged to me from the beginning. It was an offering. I have no status in it. I have no self-importance in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is required in this moment, looks like. It is being fulfilled, looks like. And done. Complete. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to accept that somehow, huh?
Yeah. Can you continue visualizing? Or is that also where you're binding them?
I don't want to do what you want me to do. I want to tell you exactly what you asked me, and there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, done.
Yeah. But it's not. That's good.
I don't want to follow you. Huh? That's what the satsang was about. I don't want to follow any visualization. I don't want to. Yeah, I have given you the answer that I have.
Yes.
If it's not good enough, I don't know what to do. I'm sure it is good enough. And
yes, but I can see that sending the prayer, letting it travel its way.
Your idea that you let anything happen.
Oh my God.
Absolutely an error.
Yes. I see it, yes.
You're welcome. What the heck?
Thank you.
I'm letting the universe be. I've heard this. I'm letting. I'm allowing. I just want to go away. Yeah. You realize you're not doing anything like that whatsoever. Everything to go on as it does with or without you.
Yes, I see that. Yeah.
Okay. Stop it. It's nice to see you.
You too.
Are you done with that now?
Thank you.
Two other hands. I love you with all my heart. Are you coming to see me this summer? Is that a yes? Yeah, good. I'll see you later. Namaste. Yeah. Don't think you're so much in control. So, Michael, namaste. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I love these satsangs so much.
You look like, you don't look Swedish. You look like an old Japanese master now.
Yeah, but I'm not Swedish. I'm Danish. There's a huge difference.
Sorry. That's true. You're Danish. I'm sorry.
I was just thinking about this. That mistakes makes value. I mean, if it comes to stamps, for instance, then
Wait a minute. You said mistake makes what?
Makes better.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, when it comes to stamps, you know, if there's a little mistake in the printing process, that particular stamp is million worth compared to those who are so-called perfectly printed. And that also shows that a mistake makes value, at least when it is measured as money value, as a good example, I think.
Yeah, so, I think it's a better example, the inner value, than the money value myself. But yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So mistakes and so-called mistakes in human action, if I made a so-called mistake, it's transformed into teaching, and then it becomes value, of course.
Absolutely.
But I have one question related to the mudras. I don't know if that's the place here, because I was wondering, they're so
transformative and perfect, could they be used in the daily life? For instance, if I is in a situation where I could imagine this mudra would benefit me in that situation, or do they have to be used as a ceremony?
That was what is it that has to be used? I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
The mudras.
Oh, the mudras are great. Hey, if you watch any political, like a congressional, or sometimes when they're talking, they use this mudra.
Yeah,
you know, down and they're sitting like that. They're sitting like that,
right?
And
right.
They put Panchmukhi mudra, Do.
Yeah.
Din, char. Do. Ik do din char panch. Huh? One, two, three, four, five. And each one has a different energy. And this has to do with confidence. And oftentimes you'll see it in people sitting in the office waiting for their appointment, or this has to do with confidence. Mm-hmm. Mm. And these mudras are ancient. And you can connect your mudra hand to hand anytime you wish.
Okay. So they don't have to be used within a ceremony and in a row. Oh. I can pick up one if I feel that's the right one right
now. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Jesus had this great mudra.
Hmm?
Jesus had this great mudra.
Yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Hall said this mudra means, no, he put his fingers together and sometimes didn't even touch the fingers. It went straight up. Mr. Hall said this means what you see is not all there is to know.
Ah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mudras are interesting and marvelous.
Yeah, really, really. And it works. Well, same thing as the Gayatri Yantra. The mm-hmm. wonderful thing about the Gayatri Yantra is it is irregular. I always look after, as mathematicians, regularities, but the Yantra is so completely irregular. So there's always new things within it. It's just like looking into the eternity when looking into that mantra.
Yeah, that's true, the Yantra. Durga, did we ever get into the office? Indra was missing the key.
Oh,
does anybody know?
No, I texted Peter, but Indra said he has a key to
open. Oh, okay. I'm looking. The reason I'm asking is because we have a box of yantras there. Mm. And do we have them anywhere else?
Not that I know.
Okay. Anyhow, I was speaking for the people here.
Yeah. But also the mudras, when doing them in this row and together with the Gayatri Mantra, they are experienced at some kind of high spiritual level, which cannot by any means be understood by the mind, but it's just that they works.
This is like love.
And that's... It's kind of, it's really amazing to realize that I can feel they work.
Yeah, of course.
So,
look, these things are not left behind as trend.
Yeah, it's really.
If you see the Buddha Murtis, the Buddha statues, you will always see.
Yeah.
Specific mudras having specific meaning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And doing specific, maybe we could say electromagnetics in the body.
Yeah.
I have to move along though, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You did great. I mean, gosh.
Love you.
I'm going to come and follow you. I love you.
Love that.
Namaste, Michael.
Namaste.
Satya Mandir. Hey.
Shanti Mai.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very fine. How about you?
I'm really good.
I'm very happy to see you.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you too. Are you going to come this summer?
If I can, I will. So okay. Chaitanya can't come and I want to come for him. But he told me that Indra need to talk to you and it's your decision if I can come or not. So
it is never my decision. It's always Indra's decision. But you know whose decision it is ultimately? If you want to come, it is made possible sometimes. If it's not too overloaded. But we'll look at that for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to come.
Great. Chaitanya never said a word to me.
No. I talked to him if he's in Germany.
You know, he's right here, sitting right here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he said he spoke to Indra. He spoke to Indra.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
I think 3 or 4 months ago, Tara asked you to talk about or speak about addiction of seeking. So the last days, I feel very intense addiction of seeking. And can you speak about it?
Yeah. Her name's Tara, not Tara.
Yeah, Tara. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. addiction to seeking?
Yes.
Seeking kind of has the implication of following.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not throw the word seeking out. I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because we do seek. And sometimes in spiritual circles, I really don't know what spirituality is. No, to me, it's absolutely a normal way of being. We call it spirituality. We call it spiritual people. We call it Sangha. We call it guru. But really, it's kind of the deepest, simplest sort of normality. I mean, you know, maybe people have become so unsure in life
mm-hmm.
that when you get that kind of settledness in your heart, then you're looked at as spiritual, maybe. Everyone is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Somebody wrote to me the other day and said, how was it? Because I can't say it exactly as it is in the email. That they're doing something different than being on the path. I said, that's impossible. How can you do something different than being on the path? Everything's spiritual, no? I mean, not everything enacts a settledness in the heart and a desire for the deep discovery of love in their heart to guide them in their life. Not everybody is doing that, but they will eventually. And in some ways, they are. But addiction, I don't like the word addiction. I go with Tara because she says she can't speak English very well. She speaks pretty good. But my sense is that she was talking about following without actualizing, without realizing. Trendy. This is the thing now. And I'm going for that. Rather than, Miguel, don't you worry about a thing, my dear man. Not a thing. You and I, we're going to transcend the highest levels of enlightenment. Isn't that beautiful? To transcend the highest levels of enlightenment. This is Bodhidharma's teaching. And you have to have a passion for this. Otherwise, you won't live like that. It has to become valuable to you, or you won't care about it. It has to be the highest value in your life is to live it well. And mistake make better.
Yes, I learned it every time, many times.
I'm looking forward to having you here.
I wish.
Yeah, you're going to come. You're going to come here.
Can I share something? But just share.
Okay, we'll close the satsang with your sharing. Yes, please.
Okay. What you say to Maharaji in the first 5 minutes, some weeks ago, I dreamed from you. You sit in front of me, and I said this to you, what you said to Maharaji.
Yes.
I would be exactly like you.
This is magical. Of course, all of life is magical. Food growing out of the garden is magical. Seeds popping up these big plants and trees is magical. The earth spinning in space is magical. So, but when our... I'm not going to do that. We will meet in dreams.
I see. It was...
People dreamed of Maharaji, and they came in to see him for the first time, and they went, whoa! You're the guy I dreamed about last month. Your energy and everything, everything is there. And Maharaji said, of course. And then there's something really interesting about this, Miguel, because Maharaji and I were at his son's house one time. And Maharaji was sleeping inside on a bed that they make just for him. Nobody sleeps in Maharaji's bed but Maharaji. This is fact, you know. So I was outside kind of waiting for him to wake up. And I started to wonder, like you are, you know, what is this? How come? And I wrote a note to Maharaji and I said, how does this work, Maharaji? And I slipped it under his pillow. And he opened his lovely eyes. They were beautiful. Very deep, very inward, and very, very loving always, always. And he called me in after he read the note. And he said, Shanti Mai, no one knows how it works. I said, thank you, Maharaji. Yeah, our love was magnificently simple. It was marvelous. Still is. Anyone who knew us together had to say so. And anyone who knows us together, who saw Maharaji and I together, have to say so in their own experience. Isn't it true? Yeah, we have the... This love is not... It's not a measure. Mm-hmm. It's not a comparison. When you compare and you measure, jealousy comes up. You wonder, why not me? And you miss the point altogether. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too.
Yeah. I'll see you when I do.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in the dream.
Please.
Yeah.
But next time, can you say me something in the dream?
Well, the next time, let's see.
Okay.
Okay.
But one question. Now I want to talk about Zoom or into Zoom. If you tell Maharaji this, that you want to be like him, you know, how can I say? You know what you mean with this?
Absolutely. I was pretty mature when I came to my master and told him, I want to be exactly like you. I meant exactly like you. Exactly. And I knew exactly when he said you will, I knew exactly what he meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'll finish.
I was a really very good disciple because I loved him so crazily and so wonderfully. I was just like the open sky to the stars in the night.
I can feel this a bit because I never loved a soul or a human being like I do to you. So
yeah,
I didn't love my parents like this. So
you will. This is you will, though. You will love your parents and you'll love every soul on earth exactly as you love me. This is what Maharaji showed me. Mm. And it's so wonderful. And I'm going to say one more thing before we close. Okay. In the first days when I used to give satsang, first days, people would say, do you love us equally, Shanti Mai? They always tried to catch me on some kind of hook, right? And I said, no, I don't. Oh, you know, they all wanted to run to Papaji then. They ran from Shanti Mai to Papaji, from Papaji to Shanti Mai. I love you totally, not equally. And that's what love does. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to exalt yourself. It's not like that. I love Madhu for being Madhu. I love you for being you. I love Indra for being Indra. There absolutely is no comparison whatsoever from one person to the next. That's the craziest idea. It's the most painful idea about love, isn't it? So there it is. But I want to be the most important. You can't be. As long as we're together, you're the most. Right now, I'm looking at Madhu. She's the most important being in my life. Now we look at Padmani. She's the most important person. Now we look at Karuna. She's the most important person. Now I look at you. You're the most important person. It's just nonsense. It's baby stuff to think I need to have your attention and your love more than anyone else. You know what I wished in? I used to pray in my, this is why Maharaji loved me. I used to pray in his ashram that people will come and take from him, receive from him what I have received. Because it was so and is so beautiful. How could you want it only for yourself? Isn't it right? How full can a cup be? And some people did come like that. Mm-hmm. And Maharaji just loved the Western people. He used to tell me, he says, you got a great Sangha, Shanti Mai. He said, my Sangha is full of monkeys. I said, that's really true, Maharaji. My house is full of monkeys because I lived on a monkey war zone. And I do mean a real monkey war zone. When you come to India, you'll hear them in the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, jumping on the tin roof with all of their might. Like it's a drum, huh? So much. Oh, it was wonderful. God, will I go to India again and again? I don't think so. Anyhow, namaste. I'll see you soon. I love you. Take care. That's really true. I love you. Antisa, do you want something? You do? What you want?
It's more a share than a question.
Please do.
Last winter, I shared in one of our satsangs that we were having at Taradasacha that I had an expectation that in an ashram, people should
be. Oh, I've spoken about that so many times. Unbelievable.
I know, I've heard it. And it's good. I feel like I get a hug from you every time you say it. And as I'm writing, I've been reflecting on some of my my worst qualities that I have had to let go of over the years.
And I think that's not a good way to look at it. You have never had worst qualities.
Okay.
No, 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 no. Antisa, you have been willing to let loose of what pains your heart.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah. And I think one of the most humbling and beautiful things ever that
I'm crying already. What are you talking about? Go ahead, please.
Sorry. That sometimes I forget this, is that what a blessing it is actually to have a Sangha.
And what a blessing it is to have a little sandpaper between people sometimes.
Yes. It's very important. There is no other place in the world where we can strip away layers so easily, actually, because everyone is there for the same thing.
Well, let's say it this way. Hold on. I'm going to change your language.
Okay, please. Thank you.
Yeah. There's no place where we can release more efficiently, not easily sometimes. Huh?
It's true.
Not so easy, but it's very efficient.
Yes. It's the biggest accelerator. Without Sangha, it would take eons to do the same work.
And I love you. Oh man,
I forget it a lot.
You know that, don't you? You just drive me crazy.
What did you say?
I said you drive me crazy, Aunt Tisa.
Thanks. I think that there have been so many times where I've like tried to put blinders on and just look directly at you and not have the distraction of everybody else, but everybody else is facilitating my ability to look at you and
to look at yourself, to look at yourself.
To look at myself, yeah.
It's really a big mirror, isn't it?
Yes, you're not the only mirror in my life is the point. And it's
pardon.
It's just such a, it's a beautiful thing to re-remember over and over and over again for me. I toggle a lot between being overly individualistic and then wanting to just blend with everyone. And
well, you're already blended with everyone and you're absolutely and totally, listen up. You're absolutely and totally unique. Throughout all of space and time, throughout eternities, there's never going to be another Aunt Tisa. And you know, this is beautiful, isn't it? Huh? You are, our commonness is our uniqueness.
Yes.
So there you have it. Stop making me cry. I got tears coming out of my eyes because of you. It's not the first time.
It's the release valve.
Yeah, it's a release valve.
Anyway, I was just feeling a lot of gratitude for that this morning. I miss you a lot. I miss Sangha a lot. And I'm very grateful for all of it and the ways in which we just show up anew with one another and allow what is to be. There's no other place in the world that you can get that, actually.
No, it's true. The Sangha, the enlightenment, and the master. Hmm?
Uh-oh, she froze. I think I'm not the old. I think it's Shanti Mai who is frozen, right? It's not me. Okay. Hopefully she'll come back. We wait.
I'm seeing your screen is frozen also, Aunt Tisa.
Yeah. Good timing. Maybe she comes back in. Oh, maybe not. I guess we give her a couple minutes just in case she manages to reconnect before going back to Pradeep. There she is.
Okay, I'm here. I want to say goodbye now. It's late, and I think we've our cup overflows. Yeah. One more question. When are you going to Mongolia?
I depart on June 26th.
Okay. You get in touch with me before you do, okay? Anyhow, we will.
Yes.
Okay. So Pradeep and Mutriba. Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you.
Pradeep, are you fine?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Okay. Mudita, are you fine?
Yes.
How come you say, yes?
Pradeep had a kind of silent fight with me.
But I heard it. What's the silent fight? About the guru making error?
No. It was already 2 days back, but I still feel it.
What are you fighting with me over? Let's put our boxing gloves on.
Because I bought some bacon and stuff, you know, and when I emptied, we are vegetarians actually, but I was so much longing for some bacon and asparagus and stuff. And then I bought some, and he got very angry because I did that. So he just saw.
I want to tell you something, Mudita. I would never get angry with you for anything. And second, I don't tell anybody what to eat, ever. I feel that if you're hungry for bacon, you eat bacon. If you're a vegetarian, you're a vegetarian. We have people in our Sangha who cannot go without meat. Their blood type, their doctors are telling them, you have to have this. So you only had an argument with what you thought I would say, because I say a vegetarian is very good for a vegetarian. Carnivorous is very good for carnivores. And God bless everyone to do exactly what they feel is right in their lives. No?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I love you. I'll never fight with you. I only love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
I know you do. That's really sweet for me. Namaste, everyone.
Bye-bye. She felt...